Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. Remember, EMM is a financial literacy program and such answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinion of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal business related issues. And on that note, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. And I love to say, if money matters to you every day, then you should be listening to Everyday Money Matters. Right, it is a wonderful Wednesday. Of course, we have the Money Man in the building. If you're interested in questions for the Money Man, hit us up on these numbers: 0809-191-3913, and of course 0809-222-0913. Also on WhatsApp, and you could call that number as well: 0809-234-5913. And you could hit us on social media at Lagos Talks 913. Don't forget to use the hashtag EMM and at Naira Metrics as well. Of course, brought to you by Naira Metrics. And we have Ugo Dre Obichukwu in the building. But as we have been announcing for the past couple of weeks, the first 15 minutes of the show is brought to you by Binomo. Yes, it's an online trading company. And before we go on with that, let me introduce the money man, Ugo Dre Obichukwu. Good morning,
welcome. Lagos. How's everybody doing?
Yes, we're doing fine. You abandoned us last week. What happened? Where did you go? Confels. Yes, you are way relaxing.
The hustle in this town, man.
Is this a rap?
I mean, like, it just gets to you, like, Kai. It's as if the more work you do, the less money you even make.
Really? Is that how it happens?
Feeling sometimes.
No,
because what do you
that,
think? Like,
how
do you feel? Like, as if you do a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like you're working, you're putting in all the hours.
Uh-huh.
You do all the hard work, but the money's not just coming in as much. It's like it's not commensurate. Are you wondering?
Yeah. Is this? Are you saying this on behalf of them? Because I don't believe you.
I'm telling you, man.
Is it a lie?
Lagos,
please. You know what? I need to take a picture. I put it on Instagram.
That one is the grace of God matter. Unless you want to go against God.
But obviously we're not doing
exactly. So in reality, you work hard.
Yeah.
In this Buhari economy.
Yeah.
You work so hard.
Uh-huh.
9 to 9 every day. And the income is not going up.
Was
and
really
even when it goes
on.
Up, the expenses has got cut. We'll catch up.
Hey, but is that a personal thing, or is that like the economy? You know, is that what's happening? Is it because people,
I mean,
when you make
like
more money, you want to buy more things? Is that it?
Maybe just prices of goods and services are probably just going up.
Or maybe the taste. Right, like I mentioned, first 15 minutes of Everyday Money Matters is sponsored by Binomo, an online trading company, as we've mentioned over and over. Now, it's accessible on your iOS, Android, and they've won many, many awards. And if you want to be a part of that, all you have to do is go over online, as if you're not downloading it on your iOS or your Android store. You can go to www.binomo.com and sign up. You could even start off as a free client, get some money. Well, it's not real money. You can get some play money, which you can use to find out, test how it runs, even get lessons as well on how to become a trader. A lot of people have been asking over the years, or 2 years we've been doing this program, about investing online training, and they've come to answer those questions. So the first 30 minutes of the show brought to you by Binomo. So, right, let's go into the questions,
and I
right?
think there is a promo code, isn't it?
Oh, yes, as well. That's the thing. There's actually a promo code if you want to be a part. They're giving away a 50% discount on first deposits. That's 50% discount on first deposit. So if you've signed up already, just use the code Binomo Radio. That's Binomo Radio. And that will give you a 50% discount on your first deposit. All right? Fantastic, fantastic. Right, so it's time for the questions,
yes.
Right? And the phone lines are ringing already. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Muyiwa.
Good to hear from you this morning. So what question do you have for the money man? Or do you want to talk about the fact that...
Do you have a surplus? Looks like if you have a surplus.
I can hear it in your voice. There's
no
surplus.
No surplus.
You have a...
I just want to tell you, Good, that I reckon with what he's saying.
Ah.
Because last night, I think I transferred a digression or such or someone that lectures my children
after
school.
Yeah.
And I noticed during public holidays, she doesn't come.
Ah.
just takes off like that, and she will not communicate. I looked at it this month. 3 times she's not come.
Are you paying for it?
I'm paying for it. And I asked her, come. Me too, I have side also. Yesterday is a public holiday. I can't tell my client I can't come.
Yeah.
I was there to attend to them.
Yes, sir.
And they used me like any other thing, like you never see me again.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are here. You expect me to pay you for those days that you didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm trying hard to make more. Mm-hmm. But you are trying hard to do less work for more work, for more money.
Uh-huh.
It will not work. Oh. You have to make up. You have to make up.
Right.
But then I was telling her, she was surprised. I said, you have to make up.
Yes,
I know how much I pay you now for 2 children. I know how much I pay you.
So that's 3 and extra lessons.
And that's besides school fees money.
Besides school fee and everything. I know how much I pay you. At the end of the month, when I'm paying you, I'm sweating. And you're telling me you're going to reduce this. It is not possible. In fact, within me, I now start out again. Come, this size also is not enough. I need to do more.
You need to double up.
I need to double up.
So what's really going on? As in, do you feel like you're doing more and earning less, or do you feel like maybe is it that your standards have increased?
No, not that standards increased. Uh-huh. I just, some couple of months back, I started and analyzed.
Yeah.
No company is increasing anything for anybody now.
Ah.
For the past 3-4 years, everybody has been on stagnant and this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And even your side also, your clients are not increasing. They're telling you they want lesser.
Yes,
because they will say,
yes,
come,
yes,
we have other smaller boys that will do it. What's wrong with you? If you are not doing it, go.
All those threats. It's a lie.
All those threats.
It's about quality.
Whether threat or no threat, because you don't want to joke with it now.
True.
You don't want to joke with it. You just want it to, like, let this thing keep coming in and let me just continue.
Exactly.
And, like, you know. So that's what I thought of. That the prices of things are increasing in the market. The children, the older they get, the more you have to pay.
Oh, yes.
Nah, and all those things. So it's more like everything is skyrocketing, but the revenue part is not going up the way it ought to go. That's just it.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Don't worry. The side hustles will bring more. Amen. Oh, yeah.
It's surplus and deficits.
I'm telling you.
It looks like you've been in a surplus.
Me? I've been in a devil's yield, which
you've
is even higher than a deficit.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you. Don't worry. I will show you my account to inspire you to do more. Right, let's go to some... Oh, wow. Back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
You sound like somebody in the surplus.
Hey, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Ike from Surulere.
Ike from Surulere.
Yes.
Ike, are you in a surplus?
Yeah, he's in a surplus now. You can hear it. There's that confidence in his voice.
I'm not in a surplus.
Why are you denying? Confess. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't worry. I will not beg you personally. I'll do it off air. But hey.
Don't worry. People will not know it's you.
They won't know it's you.
Yeah, so Ike is you, Larry.
Don't worry.
You don't want to take the blessing. You're not. Are you in a surplus or in a deficit?
Okay, take it in Jesus' name.
Amen. So Ike, join the conversation.
Okay, so I wanted to know, the ACPA stuff, the registration of companies and stuff, is it fully online now or do you have to do paperwork?
Well, that's something that I haven't tested yet, to be quite honest. Remember that... I'm not sure.
Right,
I don't think it's missing yet. And even with science and law, it's probably going to take before a lot of those things are brought online. I've done quite a lot in terms of trying to make website more. So there are a number of things you can still do online.
Alright. Thank you for your call this morning. Hello, good morning. I do apologize. Do keep it coming in. Hello? Sorry. All right, let's go back to the questions. Interesting question here from Desmond. Desmond says, my childhood friend offered me shares in his startup. He wants me to invest 1 million naira in exchange for 10% equity in his company. I'm not sure about the 10%, but should... He says, I am not sure about the 10%, but should I be investing in friends? If yes, how do I go about this? So should he be investing in friends? I mean,
one million for 10% means that your friend is valuing the company at 10 million.
Yeah,
right. That's what is valuing the company at. So he's giving you 10% off that.
Mm-hmm.
So what you need to ask first is it worth it? Okay, right. So, based on the current value of that company,
and how do you value
future value? It's a bit of a it's something that we've addressed here. Remember we talked about plucked out of thin air. Right? So you can have it just plucked out of thin air, like just look, man. This is what it's possibly going to be. So a lot of times at early stage, what you're investing is the person.
Okay,
you're investing in the person. The person's, you know, your belief that the person can actually
can deliver,
the person's skill, the person's the business model itself, the idea that the idea actually makes sense, that idea is actually going to solve a problem.
So is it
even
that
if
the
they're
idea...
not making any money yet?
Okay.
Right, it could be that the business is not making any money yet, right?
Okay.
And then if the business is making money, you can say, okay, right, since you guys are making maybe like 1 million per annum or something, I'm gonna value you at 10 times that amount. You could use that as well.
Okay.
You could also use, let's assume it's a business that probably has that requires subscription or followers. You can say, okay, well, since you already have, you know, 1,000 followers or 1,000 customers, I'm gonna value at 10 times that those customers, and assuming that each customer is gonna give you 10 naira or whatever. I mean, like, but can you invest in friends? Yes, I think so. I mean, like, look at Max Zuckerberg's friends, they're all billionaires.
Let's not go down the list, even from Microsoft and Bill Gates.
All friends.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Apart from what he did to Wozniak. But still, all friends. Mark Zuckerberg, all friends. But you should do the needful, which is having contracts, signing things beforehand, how you get together, what happens when you guys split up. All that needs to
be sorted out. And come to Nigeria too. You have them. Like, come on. Like, GT Bank. We're friends.
We're all friends.
San Pedro, we're all friends when they started it.
So invest in your friends.
We're all friends. So it was like, it's like that. So you have to invest in friends first. If you read Tony Elumelu's story, it was the same thing. He started
friends
with
as
his
well.
Friends. Yeah. So you can invest in friends, but just make sure that it's someone that, you know, if you've got a friend who you know that, man, this guy has prospect, this guy's determined, this guy is driven.
And
right?
still do the basic things. Make
sure you have your agreements.
Sign the agreements. Yeah. Make sure everyone knows what they're putting in and they're cutting out. And especially what happens when things go wrong.
Exactly.
Very, very
I mean,
important.
Like, if you don't want to invest in friends, you invest in friends. You want to invest in enemies?
I don't know. But hey, lovely, lovely question. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Chris.
Chris, the honey man.
Yeah, good morning.
Sule, guys, are in surplus today.
I'm telling you. And Chris is definitely in surplus.
Nowadays, we are carrying spoon in our pockets. Wherever we go, there's breakfast there. We don't have spoons. I'll bring out my own from my pocket.
I enjoy them to eat. There's love in sharing.
Because now, before you tell somebody, hello, how are you? How are things with you? You start complaining about money before you want to complain about money.
It's a tactic, it's a trick. I don't believe you people. It's a tactic and a trick. I don't believe it anymore.
Even people you are believing that they have money, they don't have money anymore. I heard from somebody the other day, I was like, no, really, really. Everybody is just looking for money to eat and the rest of them. But there was something a friend of mine did. We were having a discussion, so he was talking about... you know, nowadays, I think for many people, it is practically hard to save. So, the friend started, he told me a story of how he had kolo in his house. You know, the kolo piggy bag.
So money in, nothing coming
and
out.
And after 8 months, 9 months, he just slashed it and found out that he saved 300 and something thousand for
Wow.
And he was shocked. So, I was even discussing with some friends. We started talking. Then, some of us started talking about all this small spending habits. You buy a bottle of soft drink here. You bought this. There's money in your pocket. You know, sometimes we feel that if we don't have up to a certain amount of money, we don't go deposit. So, we don't save. And people could say, Jack, the money is all gone. I went the other day to go and buy my own kolo and drop in the house. And I've committed that every day I must drop something in it, no matter how small it is.
I'm
going to do that for the next 7-8 months. And after that, I use the money to invest in something.
Maybe
it is my poor man way of trying to keep the habit of always of always saving something. You understand? And I've shared it with some friends, and they have decided to do the same thing. But when the money grows, that is when we have to go, what are we going to invest in? When you have already told us that we can invest in 30,000, 40,000.
But you know,
we can start investing in marketing. But that's one of the ways I just said, instead of me to kill the culture of saving and keep complaining, let me just start keeping the little thing and try. At least if you keep the culture in my head, when things are a bit tough, because we are creatures of habit, but when things get better, it will increase that possibility in me.
Nice.
So that's what I just felt like sharing.
Nice.
Not everybody perfect.
Good one, Chris. Good
but
one, Chris.
You are creating your surplus with the Kolo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chris. The Honeyman.
But Lagos, you do know that there are a lot of fintech saving applications out there now. So you actually don't need to always use a Kolo.
Yeah,
a few ones. So online, subscribe to them. Love them. I licensed by the CBN.
Okay.
So you just transfer your money to their account.
Do like what they call this when you continuously.
And they actually pay you, because if you put the 300,000 in Kolo, it's in my application. It's just there. I mean, like, you're not earning anything for you. So you can as well just put it in there in those, you know, fintech applications. Very, very easy, from your phone to your bank.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, like a direct debit, and it just
goes in there. So
it
every
just
month
goes
is
in there straight. Yeah, and you save, and then so you can actually do that, because I mean Kolo. Well, I mean, like,
it does work. It does. I mean, and if you're all Kolo together, then you can now invest in something
Kolo
big.
Together. All that. You know?
Right. I just want to say the first 15 minutes of the show is done, brought to you by Binomo. Yes, and Binomo, as you know, is an online trading platform. It's accessible on your computer. It's on iOS. It's on Android. So you can carry it everywhere you go. They have a lot of financial instruments, they say, about 40 different assets to trade. You can start trading from as little as 1,805 Naira, start investing for as little as 361 Naira. They also give you free education, free online support, and you can compete with other traders. And they have this thing where you have these impressive, paid tournaments and free tournaments as well.
What was that price again?
$81,222. That's the record prize for one of their tournaments, $81,222. So they also teach you how to invest, and they give you like this demo account with not so real money, so you can try, learn how to do this. And they're also saying that there's some yields that are up to 90%. They're available 24/7. They have bonuses of all kinds, promotions and contests. And if you want to be part of it, if you want to sign up, you could go to your Android or your iOS, or still go online to www.binomo.com. And don't forget, there's a special promo code.
Yes.
Brought to you by Everyday Money Matters.
Binomo Radio.
Yep.
That's the promo code, Binomo Radio.
Exactly.
One
and it
word,
gives you
one word.
Yeah, one word, by the way. Sorry, I forgot that. Binomo Radio is one word. That's the promo code, and it gives you 50% discount on your first deposit. So hey, don't say we don't do anything for you. How about that? Right, let's continue with the show. More phone calls to come. Hello, good morning.
Sadiq.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from? Make sure you're
the way you call your name sounds like it's a surplus.
You can hear it.
We have a lot of surplus callers, Sadiq.
The money man.
Money, good sir. Morning. You're in surplus.
Yeah, Alexo calling.
Alexo. Hey, it sounds surplus all the way.
Surplus, man. I'm enjoying your show. Well, please, I have a question.
Yeah.
Right. Is it for this Binomo stuff?
Okay.
Is that an insurance on this investment platform? Like when you invest your money, is there any assurance and also insurance? When you invest your money, you have your returns back.
Well, I don't know any investment that has like
that kind
insurance.
Of insurance.
So I don't think...
Because investing is risk.
Are you saying
risk?
That like you can't lose? Is that what you're saying?
No, there's always, when you're doing business, there's always loss. You understand?
Okay.
But I'm saying when you have, I think, 100% assurance that at least you're going to make something out of it.
Is there any trading that gets 100% assured?
I mean,
what to be David do?
No, because there are other platforms whereby you invest your money and from there you aren't getting anything back.
Oh,
it is always turning negative, nothing, but before you could even turn positive, it can take maybe 365 days.
Anyways, we'll get in contact with
Okay, so this is
also,
for
I don't know if they have any support with this app on this Binomo stuff.
Oh, yeah,
for people with disabilities.
People with disabilities. That's a good idea.
Like
All right, so we'll get in touch with them and let them know. But bear in mind, it's a forex trading platform.
Yeah.
Most forex trading platforms.
I have other
Okay, you have other ones that you do.
I do, but I would love to at least have an experience with them. Let with me see. Okay.
But there's a way you can actually test the platform out.
Yeah. You can actually use a dummy.
You can use a dummy account with a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. Test it out. See if you like it or not. So at least you could try that. But we'll get the information to them and we'll get back to you next week. All right.
All right, my brother. Thank you.
Alex is a surplus, isn't it? Hello. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters.
It's a surplus voice.
Uh-huh. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's not a surplus call. This is Jamie.
Baby, how are you doing this morning?
Baby, you don't look happy. Why?
No, it was just a long night.
Oh. Morning.
Okay, so I have a question. But first off, I wanted to say, I think the idea of, what's it called, Colo, makes more sense to somebody like me. Okay. Because, like, those fintech apps that you guys were talking about, I have, I think, like, one or two of them.
Oh.
But it's so ridiculous to save with them because you're seeing the money in there. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? Like, Like sometimes, if you're broke or something,
you just remember it and you just go there.
The money will be calling you.
Exactly.
But the color, you can also break the color now.
But at least the color, you can't see it.
Okay, you can see it.
Before you go through the wahala of breaking a color, he was inside.
This is interesting.
And in your mind, maybe because you're putting maybe like 500 or 1,000, in your head it's like maybe you have 5,000 there. And it might actually be more than that.
True.
But when you actually are looking at those apps and
they are telling you what you have. So you're like, why am I dying? And I can actually just withdraw this money.
And they even make it worse. You know when they send you, because you know it has like, you get interest on them. Mm-hmm. So they don't send you, your account has been credited.
Can I not just uncredit this thing?
Except you want to, and I know there are ways where you can do this thing where, I don't want to remove the money for 365 days, but trust me, people be tricking you like...
This is incredible feedback.
You know, this should actually be a topic of discussion.
This is incredible feedback.
Psychological aspect to this.
Yes, you know that? With markets, sometimes you don't envisage these things. Like you create a product, and you think, "Oh, is this good?" And then people are not feeling it like that.
Well, thank you for that.
I have a question. I'm asking for a friend. Uh-huh. So a friend just got a new job.
Yeah.
A very good job. She showed me how much she'd be getting paid and all of that. Very good. You know, allowances, bonuses, very good.
So
the issue right now is that according to their policies, well, maybe not just there, I guess where, I don't know, but according to their policies, they don't get to start paying you any salary or anything until after the first 3 months of you working with them.
After 3 months?
Okay. After 3 months, yes.
Wow.
So after 3 months, the salaries, like maybe, so she started this May, mm-hmm. or she started in May rather,
mm-hmm.
so she doesn't get paid till I think July, but when she gets paid in July, it's going to be May, June, July.
So all three salaries will be paid once.
First 3 months only, right?
Just for the first 3 months only. I guess it's just a policy to make sure that, you know, the people come to work. And I think it was mass recruitment, so they're trying to see how... And then before people do their documentation and all of that. But the issue where she you know has the issue right now is she's like, so in the meantime, how does she get to work? That's the question I have to ask.
All right. Nice.
And
thanks.
She's listening, by the way. She's beside me.
Okay. So keep listening and listen to what Audrey has to say. Thank you for listening, baby.
All right. There are a few banks actually that I know, two banks or so, that nothing changed. So usually employees like that are sort of like in training school, right?
Okay.
So they're like trainees.
Oh.
Yeah, so usually you can pay a trainee monthly, but you try to put them in training school. So to them, they probably haven't actually started doing the work.
Actual work. Yeah, so it's not like yeah. the training program until then. So if you pass the program.
If you pass the program, then you're now given. So, but in this case, I'm not really sure the full details, if it's a training program that they have, because you might want to ask that question as well.
True.
And some also give a little bit of allowances, because you need to have transportation costs.
Of course.
To cover your transportation to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you should worry about is there a condition that they have in there in the fine print that says after 3 months, if they don't find you,
useful enough,
then they can let you go and mm-hmm. we'll pay you. That's what you need to find
out.
That's the important thing. So, but if there's no such condition, or if the condition says, look, if we think that we're not good enough for us, we'll pay you the 3 months arrears
mm-hmm.
that you've worked
mm-hmm.
and then you can go and then we can part ways, right?
Okay, then
that's fine. So mm-hmm. all you need to do is, probably look for a relation somewhere, maybe your brother, your sister, uncle, mm-hmm. dad, mom, someone that can probably just help you with transport money for that period of time.
Yeah. Oh, and it could be a payback thing.
Yeah, it could be a payback thing. It's not really a good policy. I mean, I don't support policies like that. At least you should give a bit of some stipend.
Maybe for them, just to cover.
I mean, they gotta eat. They gotta transport themselves to work. I mean, you can't start work and have to wait for 3 months. Already, you're doing 1 month arrears. But I think it's nothing new. It's not strange. Yeah.
All right, brilliant. So that's a nice one there. I have some questions here on social media as well. Rhino, that's at Ernest Rikense, says, please help me ask about investing in growing crops online. Does it really work? What do you mean growing crops are like, Farmville? I don't understand.
I think there are a lot of online trading platforms where people interested in farming or agriculture can invest in. Yeah.
So you can invest in crops online?
Well, I don't know about crops. So it's kind of like, see how it works. So maybe they tell you that, look, there are farmers who need X amount of money for you to invest in
mm-hmm.
and the yield is XXX this mm-hmm. and that it matches out this time and this is what you get, right? So if you're somebody who loves farming as an investment, then you can put maybe 100K, maybe 150K and after 6 months, you're probably going to get maybe 180K or 190K out of it. So there are some of them and most of them are actually licensed.
So that's another thing. Careful though. Yeah, they have to be licensed.
Thick ones as
well. How do you check their licensing?
You probably need to go online, go mm-hmm. to their About to page, mm-hmm. be sure that they have licensing,
mm-hmm.
And check, because they're probably going to state it out there.
Yeah.
And be sure they're also registered with Ministry of Agriculture. Or some of these guys. Check them out. Do your background check. Due diligence. And then you can always ask online as well. I mean, you can ask Nairametrics online. We can do a bit of that check for you as well, to be
right.
sure.
All right. So that's all we have time for. Can't take any more phone calls. There are plenty, but we can't take any more.
Stop loss calls. Are you stop loss? Tweet at us at Nairametrics. Tell us whether you're in stop loss or you're in deficit. Now, of course, you know that you can always ask us questions. I mean, if you don't take your questions here today, send us a question. The guys at Nairametrics are listening. They're going to take it down and I will address them next week.
Fantastic.
I'm going to be around. Are you going to be around, Sadiq, next week?
Well, we shall discuss that next week. And then let's carry on with the discussion on Twitter at Nairametrics as well. This Colo versus FinTech. I'll tell you, Colo versus FinTech. Let's see who wins. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. That has been Everyday Money Matters. Do listen again next week for more information and financial advice. I will see you on the other side of this because it'll be time for the Sports Zone.